Anytime is a good time for a resolution if it's meaningful. Running Fever, episode 113, all about BPAs. Welcome to the show. My name is Michael Davis, your host. And I do this show to document my journey to longer life and better health. I love my life and I want to make it last as long as possible. If you feel the same way or want to, then come on along. We'll get there together. That's what this show is about. Being healthy, living longer, and loving life. Came out today, Thursday afternoon, December 13th, 2018. Started about 4 o'clock. Had some trouble getting started, various little things, but not too far behind. Now, the last time I came out, I ran into some darkness toward the end of the trail. Unfortunately, I had a little flashlight that I always carry with me, but I'm not carrying with me right now. However, I did bring my Cyclops headlamp, which I will put on pretty soon. In fact, I think I'll put it on right now. All right, so I've got the Cyclops headlamp on, so that I will be visible. But what I did was I improvised. I had this little flashlight, which is always good to carry a flashlight around. It comes in so handy. That and my pocket knife. And I just, after a couple of people passed me in the dark, including two bicycles, I decided I would take it out and just flash it every now and then to give notice to anyone that I was there so they could avoid hitting me. But tonight I got the real equipment. It's cool, but not that cold once you get warmed up. I did not wear the extra layer, but I do have both of my knee compression sleeves on right now. And it's fashion department. I have a bright yellow base layer on, but since it's a base layer, not much is visible under my 2009 Red Sox hoodie. If you want a Red Sox hoodie, you can go to runningafever.com and click on shop. That'll take you to a page with just about everything I mentioned on the show. And if you buy it by clicking on that link, you can help the show without paying any more money than you otherwise would. So do that. And in fact, you can go to Amazon and buy just about anything. As long as you start from Running a Fever, you'll be helping us out. It fits me like a mini dress now. I mean, it's that big. I had no idea that I would shrink this much. I thought, I'll just get leaner and I'll still have these big shoulders and all this stuff. And I'm getting smaller, you know? I look like Kiefer Sutherland more and more, even though he's blonde. We're both getting gray. But he's the same height as me and much lighter. And pretty much the same age, too, actually. So, I just speaking of the website changes, I wanted to let you in on that. I had some listeners that said, some podcasts will take donations and, why don't you do that? And people would, be glad to help you by donating to your podcast. And actually, I've always had that available. It's a site called Patreon, and it allows you to pledge a certain amount per episode. So every time, if I don't release any episodes, you never pay. But with every episode I release, you donate a certain amount from your credit card or PayPal or whatever. So that's available. I have put a link in the menu bar at runningafever.com. So it's a little easier to see, and of course I'm talking about it. But I don't really like asking for donations because I don't donate to any podcast today for the first time. I did donate to Wikipedia, which is a non-profit, non-commercial, and I think rather unbiased, which is a very rare thing in media today. And it is, I believe, the third busiest website on the whole internet. And they manage it with a lot of volunteers and a small staff. I'm a frequent user of Wikipedia and used it for this show, so I donated $2.75 plus a dollar to cover the transaction costs. I think it's that valuable, and they asked for that amount. If everybody who is a frequent user like I am donates that much, then they'll be able to go for another year without asking for money. I have actually donated to a podcast in the past. It was actually a radio show that also produced audio files, and when podcasting came along, they became a podcast because I believed in their message. And fortunately, I just didn't have, I was really into it, listened every day. The show came out every day. It was a radio show. And when I stopped listening to it, I figured, well, I probably shouldn't donate money to something that I can't listen to. So I started doing other things. And their program was Advertise, Market, and Promote. They called it the AMP program. And they used all the funds, not for their living expenses, but for helping the show. And that's basically what I'm doing now. In fact, as you know, I like to make my resolutions in November, not in the new year. Anytime is a good time for a resolution if it's meaningful. And so I reorganized my budget and budgeted. So setting priorities, what that's all about. And so a percentage goes to charity, a percentage goes to savings for the future, long-term savings. And a percentage goes to investment in all my media efforts. So I'm not taking money from this. I am investing in it at this point. And I've told you before how long I'm in this for, the really, really, really long haul. Hopefully, when I die at age 120 or later, I will do a podcast that day and talk about it. That's what I'm hoping for. And so when I'm there, you know, doing my 12,000th episode, I hope some of you will be there too. Anyway, that's what I'm about. You know, I have a job. I'm, you know, very blessed, and I don't really hope to make a living from this anytime soon. It would be great if I could spend all my time working on it, but that's just probably not possible for a long time. Maybe I'll retire someday and be able to do that. I don't know. Anyway, I guess the point is I'm investing in the show, if that makes you feel any better. But I recommend something different than just giving me money, because you can do the shopping thing. You can go to Amazon. Whatever you buy on Amazon will help me out. If you go to runningafever.com, click on shop, click on Amazon. That is the best way to do it. So everything I talk about on the show, all the fashion apparel items, all the supplements I take are out there. Some of the food items I'll have on there. And books that I talk about will also be available on that page as specific links. But like I said, you can go to Amazon. Top link on that page will take you to Amazon with my specific code, meaning that whatever you buy, part of that will go to help Running a Fever and my other media activities. Enough about that. Let's get into the meat of the show. Many of you have probably heard of BPAs, and I thought it was a pretty important topic. I've been concerned about it. The bottles that I use to drink water out of, probably are made from BPA. And it's widely known that there are suspicions about it. I've had at least a couple of people tell me not to reuse bottles, that they will break down and, you know, the toxic substances will enter my body. So I wanted to find out the real deal about this. And so I did a little research today, partially on Wikipedia, which I will reference in the show notes. Also went to the FDA's website. And that's when I donated to Wikipedia for the first time. What is BPA? It is bisphenol A, also known as BPA, is a chemical. It is actually one of the most common industrial chemicals in the world. Very voluminously produced. I don't know if this is a new thing because I saw these the other day. I just saw two of them. It's a bicycle that you propel by moving the handlebars back and forth. And these people apparently own these bicycles because they just are heading towards a private residence. They're not just cruising around like they rented it. So interesting new development. All kinds of vehicles out there, new and innovative. BPA is used to make clear, tough plastic, like you see in all manner of containers. You see them in CDs or DVDs. There's an epoxy made from BPA that's used to line some food containers and water pipes. So, why are we talking about this? Well, it's kind of a controversy over it. A lot of people think that these are harmful. It is known to have hormone-like qualities, estrogen-like to be specific qualities. There have been some experimentation in related drugs. BPA has never been used as a drug, but up until I think the 50s there was some related, chemically related drugs, estrogen type treatments. Now the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones called them gender-bending plastic chemicals. I remember hearing about, I think I listened to one of his shows and I heard about it years ago. There, you know, have been some studies that indicate that there may be harmful effects from BPAs. And the FDA, checked out the FDA, has investigated this several times over the years. You know, 1 year ago, there was one in 2008, and they have never found any cause to ban them from anything, really, water bottles or any kind of food consumption or any application that you might see them in. The FDA specifically authorized BPA for use in baby bottles. And I guess they do that for certain chemicals. They withdrew that authorization, but not because of any danger. They withdrew it because of what's called market abandonment, which I think basically means nobody's really using it anymore anyway. But they have been specifically banned for use in baby bottles. And my guess is there is some study evidence that indicates that this causes a problem in very young children. Not in the United States. Canada has banned BPA for use in baby bottles, and the European Union. Those bans are in place. Now, I recently bought some shaker cups or the official brand trademark name is Blender Bottle, which is basically a plastic cup with a watertight cap screw on usually that contains a stainless steel spring looking ball, and you know, it's very common in supplements that you'll you know, put the powder in there, or it's protein or whatever, and your liquid, and shake it up. So that avoids you. I was using small blenders for a while, but they wore out. My big blender, of course, I only have one pitcher for that, so I don't know that I could buy a bunch of those. I didn't see them available, and I need it more than once a day. But anyway, this is the product that I bought, and when I got them, I noticed there were these green stickers on them that claimed that they were BPA free. The market has caught on to the fact that people are afraid of BPAs. Whether they're, you know, officially harmful or not doesn't really matter. The market has spoken. They don't want these BPAs in their bottles and other products that might contain ingestible material. So BPA is a basic chemical used in making plastic products. So what did they replace it with? I mean, plastic is a, you know, a chemical. You make it through a chemical process. What did you replace it with? And from what I read, the substitutes for BPA also have questionable, you know, health questions about them. However, they're not nearly as widely known as BPAs, and so people haven't developed a known fear of them. Thus, the BPA-free marketing campaign. What's the bottom line? You can make your own decision. You know, look at the studies. I don't think it's really that big a deal, as bad as, you know, it kind of sounds. Oh, never drink the, you know, like it'll shorten your life or something. I don't know if it's really that bad. I need to probably look into it some more. But all the same, I'm going to look for alternatives. And one of the main reasons for me is it seems to be associated with estrogen or estrogen-like qualities. And I know that that's not good for a man trying to build muscle. Men and women both have estrogen and testosterone. But the less estrogen I have, you know, the better I'm able to build muscle as a man. Probably is just not even entering the picture statistically, but still, I think there are alternatives and I'm probably going to look for them. But for now, I mean, I came here today and I drank out of a clear bottle that most likely was made using BPA, bisphenol A. And when I get back to the car and start heading home, I'm going to do the same thing again. I'm going to drink that 20 ounces of water from a BPA bottle. But I am looking for, and in fact, I've looked in the stores to find something that is a 20-ounce bottle that doesn't have a straw thing on the top. It's just, you know, watertight cap, but it's just a bottle. And I can't find anything that's not super big or has some kind of accoutrements on it, because otherwise, how can you differentiate yourself from the crowd? So it's been hard to find something that's as convenient as the reused juice bottles that I've been using that are clear, rigid, durable, kind of thing that can survive a trip through a snack machine, a drink machine, vending machine. And so I have no doubt that they contain BPAs. So there's my take on BPAs. And you know, maybe revisit this in the future, because the science is changing. The substitutes that they're using, there will probably be more information on those chemicals as time goes on. So I'm looking forward to that. It's getting cooler. I'm just still walking along the dam here at Lake Fayetteville, and Many a picture published on that. It's a beautiful area. And today it's just really gray. Not that that's not beautiful, but not quite as colorful as the sunsets that we've had. So I'm bumping up my, trying to get my headlamp going here. And turn it up a little brighter so people can see me as the twilight continues. It's a cyclist with a light on, very good. Still not raining, and this is the only day of the week that it's supposed to rain, but it did rain on pretty much all day. And we're approaching a spillway, which sounds like rain, and it's probably pretty busy right now because of the rain. A little uphill section here as I move away from the spillway and towards Veterans Park up ahead. Guy looked like he had some electric pants on or something, some light coming through. Pretty quiet in Veterans Park tonight. Of course, there was one parked car. It's still a mystery to me when people come here and just park. And I do understand how you could come here by mistake, because I think I've done that before. You know, you turn up on Vantage Drive and it's got all these businesses along it. You don't expect it to end, and then, you know, it ends in a park. So that's a good reason for people driving around in here, I guess. Good thing I did wear the knee sleeves. My left knee, which is a bad one. It's almost a year since I hurt my knee. Almost a year. 3 days away, I think. December 16th. A lot of milestones. But anyway, not only did I walk 5.0 screw miles on 2 days ago, as I say, as I passed the 5.28 mile marker out of 5.25 miles, which it says in some places. Not only did I walk over 5 miles 2 days ago, which is not usual for me these days, but today was leg day in the gym. So legs have had a workout, and but it's all enjoyable. I really, really like doing it. Diet report, I think I had reported that I tried a Blue Zones smoothie. And I kind of described that a couple episodes ago. And now tried the Sardinian tomato sauce. And I just tried another recipe just a couple of days ago, homemade granola. It's pretty good. If you look at a store-bought granola package, you're going to find some things that you might not want in your diet. You know, sugar is going to be very high on the list in most store-bought granolas. There may be some other things in there. I looked at one today. I mean, rolled oats is probably, you know, the biggest ingredient. There was also, in addition to sugar, good old-fashioned, I say old-fashioned, high fructose corn syrup, the nemesis of Americans everywhere. And this is what is used to make, Pepsi. Just about any sugar soft drink you can name are no longer sugar, but they're high fructose corn syrup. So anyway, that's in granola, believe it or not, store-bought granola. So I was really happy to have this recipe, and it's pretty simple and doesn't even take very long. You know, you take your rolled oats, and I've gone to eating steel-cut oats now with my hot breakfast. They have a higher glycemic index, and you've heard the episode on the glycemic index, so you know why. But rolled oats is what you need for granola. So that's granola. A little bit of chopped nuts. There is some oil in there, and you can use nut oil, or I used extra virgin olive oil the first time I made it, and honey. So it is still high calorie, and I haven't calculated how much. Of course, the Blue Zones way is not to count calories, not to intentionally exercise, none of that. It's just all about how you set up your environment and your community. So none of these Blue Zone recipes have calories listed, so we just have to calculate that. But I mean, you can kind of figure it out. with the number of servings and the ingredients. You know, you've got rolled oats, those are 150 calories a serving. You got honey, which is probably like 60 something per tablespoon, and you use a third of a cup, so whatever that conversion is. You know, and all the various things that you put in it. But anyway, you mix all this up and some spices like nutmeg and cinnamon. Bake 350 degrees for 10 minutes, stir, and bake again for another 10 minutes. And you just spread this whole mixture out on a baking sheet, basically. And at the end, you add your berries if you want berries. Use raisins the first time. I think I'm going to try to use dried cranberries. And you spread those out on top before you let the mixture cool. And then that's it. You kind of scrape it all off and you pour milk over it and eat it. Now, this first batch was good. Tastes good. I ate way too much of it, but I really didn't like it. It was a little too soft for me. It's kind of like a granola bar, as opposed to the kind of cereal that I like, the crunchy kind that you get in the store. So I think the secret to that is just baking a couple minutes longer. So the next time I'm going to do that. I'm probably gonna use this as maybe some Christmas presents or something. I mean, I've never had homemade vanilla or homemade, I'm going to my ice cream mode, homemade granola until I made it myself. So I think it'd be a nice gift. Yet another recipe tried. So I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you have enjoyed our talk about BPAs and maybe feel a little bit better about drinking out of that used bottle. And until next time, keep the fever if you got it. And get it if you don't have it. And talk to you next time.
This is the Padua Podcast Network, PaduaMedia.com.